Einen fancy Friedheims.
That's perfect. Fine.
It's like a Renaissance fair fast food restaurant.
Fun times.
Fun times. Not medieval times.
No.
That's got sort of a sinister.
It's too dark. It's kind of too vibe freaky. To it. Yeah.
It says evil's fun in the name. I don't times. Like that. It's called Fun Times.
Yeah, but actually Fun Times ends up even creepier because it's sort of like everything's normal here.
It's like very dead-eyed, like wide dead-eyed. Like
the fast food place where nothing weird will happen. Fun times.
Fun times.
You won't feel scared and you won't get broken.
Fun times.
Nothing freaky's happening in the back, so bring your little lass and bring your little lad to
fun times.
too long every time. I love a jingle longer where it's longer every time.
Second verse.
Oh, I was ready.
1, 2, 3, okay. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
You might know about medieval times, but we're not like them, so don't ask about a turkey leg or a knight to fight for you. We're just a regular fast food place.
Fun time.
Founded in 1984.
Is it okay to do an hour of this?
Yeah, absolutely. This is the episode.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Well, come on down to Fun Times. And I think we should do a podcast.
I love that.
About Fun Times?
Yeah. So we found something on the internet that we are pretty freaked out about. It's a restaurant that nobody remembers. Ooh. There are cups from it.
Wait.
We found a commercial for it.
What?
It's called Fun Times.
It's called Fun Times. So, and like, there's like one old woman in Canada who's like, I definitely remember this.
She's adamant.
Adamant.
And what's also weird is some people remember it being spelled with a Z at the end, but then it's actually an S.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes remember, some people remember it F-U-N-T-I-M-E-Z, uh-huh. And some people remember it B-E-R-E-N-S-T-A-I-N-B-E-A-R-S.
Exactly.
Some remember it with a Z at the end.
Sometimes people think Nelson Mandela died in prison.
Yeah, but some people are absolutely convinced that Nelson Mandela died because he fell into the deep fryer at a Fun Times in Canada.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, who knows?
Times.
Welcome back to Lizard People. We're going to have some fun
times. If you're just joining us after the break. Welcome back.
Oh, right off the top, I'm going to say this is going to be an absolutely, truly bizarre episode. If you haven't seen it on the social media, after this episode, we're going to take a little summer break because I want to go to a lake and swim in it and not do this podcast.
Ooh.
You guys can come.
Ooh. Wear sunglasses.
Oh, you better wear sunglasses because glaucoma's no joke.
I'm going to rub lotion on my shoulders so I don't get burnt.
Just lotion?
Yes.
Well, but we'll be back in August is the good news.
You gotta watch. Oh, yes.
Well, and so don't be sad if you don't hear episodes for a month. I'm so delighted to be here with my good, great friends.
Ooh. Best friends?
No.
At least one of us, me, is your best friend.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I wish I could joke and say yes, but I can't. My dear sweet friends, of course, Alexis Preston is on the ones and twos.
Hey.
And on mic.
Thank you.
Michael Dean is here, and do your catchphrase.
Oh boy, I fell down.
That's it.
Oh, we love to hear it. We love to hear it. Oh, it's so good every time. Oh.
Oh, jeez.
I fell. And, oh, Sweet Graham Martz is here.
Hello.
Oh, Hemphead Nation. Was that what you wanted?
No. I didn't have anything in mind at all. God, imagine if I made you say my nickname.
Your catchphrase. You know your catchphrase that you like?
That's about me? No, I loved what you said. Oh, what do these three people have in common? Well, they're
Wait, you never said Grant's name.
Yeah, she did. You said Sweet Grant Martz. Yeah.
Oh, I missed it.
You know, you were getting excited about Hemphead Nation.
Oh, my bad.
No, you were laughing.
Oh, my God. You have to let her just introduce her.
I know.
Cutting this is going to be fun for you.
I'm going to be quiet for 4 minutes.
Okay. My friends, Alexis, Michael, and Grant, are the founders of a gorgeous podcast that I love to listen to and I also love to write for, Hollow Public Radio, a science fiction fantasy. that's not the best explanation of it, but they can listen to it. Yeah. And y'all are here today, not in your capacity as hosts and writers of a science fiction podcast. Mm-mm. Not in your capacity as my friends.
No.
Certainly. Mm. But in your capacity as explorers of the truth. Now, would you like to, and Michael said he would be quiet for 4 straight minutes, and that's not over. He said 39 seconds. Alexis or Grant, would you like to introduce the theory that you're here to talk about?
I'll do it, because Grant gave me air guns.
Yeah.
We are here to discuss the Bermuda Triangle, one of life's, you know how there are the 7 wonders of the world?
Yeah.
I'd say this is one of the 7 mysteries of the world.
What are the other 6?
Oh, the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
The Stonehenge.
The pyramids.
Sure. Now you are naming some of the wonders of the world.
Wonders can't be mysteries.
There's overlap. It's a Venn diagram.
It's a Venn diagram.
Okay, cool.
The 7 Venn diagram of the world.
Great. Name all 7 Venn diagrams of the world.
Okay. There's a Venn diagram of like shorts and pants. There's a Venn diagram of like when boots become sneakers.
Yes.
There's a Venn diagram of like times when you're happy and then times when you're holding a dog.
So that's one of the
it's just a circle.
What if the dog shits on you?
Well, that's just a time when you're holding a dog.
Okay. Well, then it's not a circle.
That's the one.
This is the kind of freaking logical trouncing that you can expect on lizard people. Alexis, what's the conspiracy theory? No.
Well, let's not get into that yet.
Oh, okay.
I just want to talk about the facts.
Okay.
Like, what is the Bermuda Triangle?
I love it when you just talk about the facts.
I know. Sorry, Crumb readjusted himself. Mm. Bermuda Triangle is a region approximately 270,000 square miles.
Large.
Yes. Thank you. Exactly.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Thank you.
Is this a conspiracy theory?
It's so not big.
I'm convinced.
Point. Yes, we did.
We win.
I guess you're right, and those people were wrong. It's you laughed. Reset the clock.
Oh no.
Reset the clock.
No, let him have it.
I'm kidding.
It is the points of it. It is a triangle, and it extends from Miami, Puerto Rico, into Bermuda. Okay. Now, why is this area of note? Well, more than 300 ships have gone missing in this area, and 75 planes.
Over what?
Recorded.
Over what time period?
All of history, since we've had ships and planes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, like, this is including sort of, like, rudimentary palm canoes.
Sure.
Great.
I mean, I bet there's more if you count palm canoes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Probably, actually, triple those numbers.
Palm, oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's 60,000 ships and 490 million planes.
Exactly.
Cool. Math.
Yeah. And I'm including paper planes, like a palm frond that someone just threw over the water, birds.
Yeah. And that's weird, right? That's a lot of things to go missing. Yeah. You can agree about that?
For sure.
Yeah. Grant?
Mm-hmm.
Michael, he's nodding his head. Mm-hmm. He agrees.
For the listeners at home, Michael is nodding his head.
He loves it.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about some ships and things of note that have gone missing.
Okay.
Okay. In 1918, the USS Cyclops which was a huge, what do you want to call it?
What do I want to call it?
What do you want to call it?
Shelby.
Oh, there he is.
It's been 4 minutes, 16 seconds.
Yeah, hell yeah. Shelby. And he came in with a perfect joke.
He's back.
It's a ship that carries like planes. A freight.
Freighter?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Great. Went missing. Okay. Nothing. Not a trace was found.
Spooky.
That's weird. Normally, at least there's a trace.
I would like to add that that ship was very advanced for the time, and it had radio, and it had the ability to signal to land and send messages, but no messages went out.
And I would like to ask, are you for real?
For real, dog.
That actually is really scary, and I'm really freaked out because this is true and real.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking on the internet right now, and certainly the USS Cyclops absolutely just goddamn disappeared.
That's weird.
Pretty spoopy.
Pretty spoopy.
Also, it was huge.
Yes. Yeah, that's massive.
It was a massive ship, and no debris was
found.
Look
at it on the Hudson, though. Looks kind of dinky to me.
Yeah, but the Hudson is huge.
Oh,
yeah.
You're huge.
Oh,
yeah. Owned. Oh, okay. She loves it.
Huge in spirit. And
Yeah.
And
huge
body.
In spirit. Do you guys remember that?
Massive.
Another one that's very important is Flight 19. Mm-hmm. Everyone nods.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
5 bombers. I don't remember the type of plane exactly. Yeah. Is that right? 5 bombers?
They were called the Avengers.
The Avengers. Okay.
No.
Bombers.
It was Thor. Yeah. They're produced by Grumman.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
So one of them is Thor. One of them is Black Widow.
Actually, if we were going to do this joke and it's planes and Avengers, it would actually be Captain Marvel because her plane was the Avenger and that's why they got named them if you watched Captain Marvel.
It would be all the planes are Captain Marvel?
Yes.
Okay.
It would be Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers, Brie Larson, Funny Cat, her character from Room.
Oh. Sad Mom in Room.
Yes.
If I ever buy a plane, I'm going to call it Sad Mom in Room.
Sad Mom in Room.
The saddest part is that Sad Mom in Room lost in the Bermuda Triangle.
No. Yeah. The actual mom or the character?
Spoilers, dude. If people haven't seen Room, they don't know that that's how it ends.
Oh, man. I'm so glad she got out. Anyway.
Okay. These 5 Avengers, they're going out. But these are like awesome planes, you know what I mean? Like
they're badass.
They're badass planes, and they're ready to fly. It's 1945, weird year, but let's go, said these planes.
You guys are
weird year to leave, but okay.
Planes.
Oh, these planes are fucking sexy.
Oh my god, if you can see these planes.
Lubricated.
Oh, they're so smooth.
The wingspan on these bad boys?
Oh my god.
All chrome.
I'd love to stop.
All chrome.
Mean teeth painted on this side.
God,
teeth
but somehow that's sexy.
Yeah.
I want these planes to bite me.
I get that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm aeronautically a sub.
And on the ground, baby.
Aeronautically a sub. Submarine.
Aquatically a dog. Yeah, I'm a top. When it comes to submarines, I top. When it comes to airplanes, I bottom.
Okay. What do you do on like a carrier ship where there is an airplane but it could sink?
A switch.
Ooh. Makes perfect sense. Yeah. Okay. I was hoping you were going to say ace like a flying ace.
Oh,
just kidding. I just made that up. I
would have said fly like a G6.
Oh,
I was hoping that.
Sexy. Also so a very sexy plane.
You know,
also,
this I can get on board.
Wait, what about fly like a G-spot?
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Fly like a G-spot. To the sea.
These five Avengers, they disappeared.
Okay.
In the Bermuda Triangle. That's weird, right?
That's weird.
And then guess what happened?
What?
The rescue plane sent out to find them. Do you think it came back?
Yeah, for sure. I think that guy came back to his wife and gave her a big kiss.
He did not.
Oh.
Not only did that guy not come back, the other 12 people on board that plane didn't come back.
No.
None of them kissed their mommies or their wifeies.
Oh, no. They never kissed a woman again?
No dogs.
Oh,
they didn't say hi to any more dogs.
I gotta say, guys, that's pretty crazy. And Caitlin, I think that proves it for us. Caitlin and I are here to say,
you guys did it.
We solved it.
No.
I'm going to wrap things up right now. I'm going to say 10 out of 10 triangles would Bermuda. 4 out of 5 triangles would not Bermuda.
Absolutely.
thanks guys so much. And this has been People Are Lizards.
This is Ben, people are lizards.
That's the closing song of People Are Lizards with Michael Dean.
Did you know that the biggest loss of U.S. naval life outside of battle?
I'm so glad someone is hosting this show.
In the Bermuda Triangle?
Outside of
battle.
Outside of battle.
Okay. Has been in the Bermuda Triangle.
Delve into that comment some more.
How so?
Of all 200,000 square foot sections of the ocean,
yeah,
this is the one with the most civilian losses.
No, I said U.S. naval life.
Okay, so these boats are out floating.
The floating boatins, and they're not rooting and tooting.
They're not rooting and tooting, and that's something I think we can all agree on.
Yeah.
And we can reach across the aisle and agree on that.
And I think that that's something America absolutely needs to address, and I think it's one of our greatest failures, is that our Navy is no longer rooting and tooting.
Rooting nor tooting.
No.
And it's because of all the people who have died in the Bermuda Triangle. Oh, they're too bummed out.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. Okay, interesting fact, Alexis. Where's it from?
I think the book...
Oh, the book. Now, can you cite the book? People are going to love it.
It's called The Bermuda Triangle. No, you know what? That fact isn't from that. Oh. That's from a video I watched.
Okay.
I have one fact here really quick, to interrupt.
Yes, yeah.
100 ships, 1,000 lives lost. That's all I wrote down. I wrote that down in the gym call, and I wanted to hang out and talk on the phone.
So that's what you got for this.
That's
episode?
My facts that I got for this. Beyond knowing about the Avengers planes,
Carol Danvers
is 100 ships, 1,000 lives lost.
Oh.
Just let that sink in.
But like when?
I don't know. I did not write that part down, my guy.
But think about it. It could be 100 ships, 10 people per ship.
But didn't Alexis just say 250 crafts?
Right. And so for both of those to be true is crazy. Think about that.
That's so true.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
I guess that is pretty fucking
that
crazy.
Makes you think.
That's so crazy it has to be true. You know what I mean?
It's got
to
be true. Like, the bigger the lie, easier it is to believe.
You couldn't write something that crazy.
Yeah.
Well, in a sense, 100 does fit into 250.
Oh, 300.
Yeah.
Wait, what's number?
What's your number? I forgot already.
For which thing?
Fuck. Shit. When you said how many planes, trains, and automobiles have been lost in the Bermuda Triangle.
300 ships. 300 at least.
And that's at least 100
ships.
That's
at least 100 ships.
At least 100 ships. Okay. 1,000 lives lost.
At least.
Can we have a moment of silence for the 1,000 lives
if
lost?
If we don't, you're not a patriot.
Okay. Moment of silence over. Okay. All right.
I want to say that... Wait, I don't remember if we said this yet. The plane that went out looking for Flight 19 went out on the same day, mere hours later. Also went missing.
That's super weird.
That is weird.
Almost, oh man, that's so crazy. Almost as if there was some sort of, I mean, like, I could just, like, I'm not saying this is what happened, but I could also imagine, like, oh, if there's, like, a storm and then, like, a plane goes down and then you send another plane at 2 hours later.
Here's the thing. The Bermuda Triangle? It's not even in the top 10 most dangerous water territories.
Nope.
So that's weird.
The water is safe.
It's not that crazy of a place to fly or boat.
Okay.
For natural conditions.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why
that's science. You can go home and look that up online all day.
You can look that up online and it'll say, yes, true. Here are the top 10. And the Bermuda Triangle is not in there.
I buy it.
So sure. Maybe in 1945, maybe there was a storm, but that doesn't explain the other 75 planes that have all had fuck-ups there.
Yeah, that's a lot of planes to fuck it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up.
There's something weird there. Yeah. And here's the other thing that I want to bring up that is weird about the Bermuda Triangle is the sea life in the Bermuda Triangle.
Okay.
This is true.
This is true. You're looking at me like I'm about to do big lies, and I'm not.
I feel like you're about to do big lies.
No, Alexis
big
and Jez done tons of research.
Here's what is weird. The dragonfish. It has the bioluminescence, obviously, right?
Duh.
Normally, though, they do it so they can see. They have, like, the vision, the infrared vision. Normally, it's just
Avenger
blue and green that they do. Mm-hmm. This one does red for some reason. Weird, right? The vampire squid, it lives there. It's red, and that's very unusual and creepy looking. Okay. The gulper eel is the dumbest looking eel I've ever seen.
Let's pull up a hot little pic real
quick. It looks like you did a big mouth with the biggest jaw you've ever seen and then added a tail.
And I have done this before.
Yeah.
This is a...
Its jaw is too big.
Oh, that looks so stupid.
It's the stupidest eel.
I hate it.
It looks like somebody I know.
Who does that look like?
Is it me?
No, it's the guy from Stranger Things.
Which one?
The weird boy?
The boyfriend, right?
Yeah, it looks like
Will's older brother.
Yes, it does. That's exactly what I was thinking of from Stranger Things. Yeah.
Well, that's weird, isn't it?
And that's not a slam on that actor. He's a handsome little boy, but...
This is a handsome little eel.
Yeah?
Handsome for a dude? Ugly for a fish.
That's so true, dude. Ugly. All right, so the gulper eel's weird.
Yes. The goblin shark, it looks like you drew too many mouths on a shark.
Okay. Truly, I hate that.
Normally, I'm not afraid of sharks. They're kind of cool. Goblin shark, if I saw, I'd be like, no, we should leave here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same thing. I'm the same way about goblins. Normally, I see goblins. I go, goblin, pretty cool. Love a little goblin.
Goblin shark.
We should leave. This freaks me out.
It's too much altogether.
No, its skull is bursting forth from its mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
You're saying that like that's not scary.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that about this thing.
I love that about this thing, too. I think you can agree we love that about this thing, and this proves it. So
thank you so much.
No.
Oh, okay.
No endings.
And the last aquatic creature.
10 goblins.
Ooh, nice. Last aquatic creature I want to bring up is the bobbit worm.
Oh, the bobbit worm.
They are.
Bobbit worm.
They can get up to 10 feet long.
It's a Babadook joke.
It's a Babadook joke.
Okay.
They can get up to 10 feet long, and they look like something that would crawl through your chest on Mars. Yeah. Now.
They look like scary weens.
Yeah.
And can I tell you about the bobbit worm? Because I learned a fact about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that it was going to come up, but I'm thrilled to be able to say it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the scientists who was working with the bobbit worms the most, he discovered the species.
John Bobbit.
Around the time when
Lorena Bobbit?
Lorena Bobbit cut off John Bobbit's dick.
Oh!
And he named the worm after it because it looks a little bit like a penis and it has sharp teeth that cut through stuff.
No.
But now there's a whole new generation of young scientists who are like, hey, maybe we don't name this worm as a joke after a woman who was horribly abused for a really long time. And then the old guy's like, well, it's not just that, it's because it bobs up and down like a bobbit. And the young scientists are like, but the world is changing and you have to change with it. And the old scientists are like, let us have our joke.
Wow.
It's become a real generational divide.
Wow. Tweet at National Geographic new names for this worm, please.
Yeah. Let's pitch. I think peenworm.
Peenworm.
Oh. Yeah.
The circumciser.
The circumciser. That's good.
Yeah.
Penis scissor worm.
Penis scissor worm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unrelated to the Bobbit case.
Yes.
Oh,
I like no Babadook also, though. Going back to the... I said Babadook earlier. Yeah.
Baba Worm.
Baba Dick.
Baba Dick.
Papa Worm. Dick.
Papa Smurf.
You can name it Daddy Worm.
Yeah.
Name it. Just call it Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver.
Right.
Okay. So weird worms, weird fish.
So all this is just to say... Why... What is it? Why are all these concentrated weird creatures hanging out in this area?
No, hang on. Yeah, what is that? What's that about?
Is the Bermuda Triangle making them weird?
Is it like a big freaky zone?
Doesn't it seem like a big freaky zone?
The same thing.
Okay.
Well, I was going to say it seems like a zone that is big and freaky, but yeah.
But that's similar enough to what I was saying.
I feel like we're all on the same thing here.
Yeah.
So your argument is the Bermuda Triangle is a big freaky zone?
Well,
it's an aspect of
that's
it.
That's an aspect of it. Okay.
Because I don't want to step on your toes.
In 1970s, Bruce Gernon.
The Gernster.
Of course. The Gern Man.
Yearning for a Gernon.
Was yearning for a Gernon.
Yeah.
Went on a flight. And he arrived at his destination in Miami after being lost in the triangle 40 minutes sooner than he should have. And he described his time in the Bermuda Triangle as an electric fog.
It's electric.
Exactly. Doesn't that sound a bit like, I don't know, like a disco?
Like a disco?
Yeah. Like the electric fly.
Doesn't that sound like a fun dance?
So you think it's a freaky zone? You think it is an electric slide?
Yeah.
Doesn't it seem like?
Like if all the stuff that went in there, like, it goes missing, but it doesn't, they don't crash.
No, it's like the comeback. A you little funkier.
Like,
What are you doing?
Yeah, funky, freaky. I wish there was, like,
what is this?
An example of, like, a
What's going on there?
Yeah, what's going on there?
What are you driving at?
Proof from something. Season 1, episode 11 of S Club 7 in Miami.
The Bermuda Triangle. I forgot you were going to do this. You talked about this 2 years ago.
Yeah, buddy.
We didn't forget.
We never forget.
Never forget.
Oh, my God.
Season 1, episode 11 of S Club 7 in Miami
yes.
suggests that what happens when you go into the Bermuda Triangle is that you're having fun on a boat with six of your friends, and then you get dumped out in 1975, right back at the hotel you work at. And all the people are there.
Madonna.
Elvis.
Cher.
Cher. They're all at this hotel in Miami in 1975. And then
Here's a genuine question. Yeah. Should we pause the podcast and watch some clips from this episode so I know what I'm talking about, or should I stay dumb and confused?
We watched it last night.
And I think I would ask you this.
Yeah, okay.
Do you stop your podcast normally when you didn't do enough research? Because it kind of feels like your thing is that you didn't do enough research for your own podcast, and now you're trying to buy time because, and I hate to say it, but we got you. You know?
You're making me feel really dumb right now, and you said that every time you made me feel stupid, you would say make me feel pretty.
So good, okay.
You look good.
You look so good. My cheeks are rosy because I'm embarrassed.
But it looks good.
Okay.
But it looks fresh.
You look fresh.
Okay, I feel a little better.
Hello, fresh.
All right, No.
Sorry.
Just kidding. You can leave it. They own it. It's okay. It's in the ad read. All right, you've got me. I didn't do... All I did was research, for instance, the number of planes downed in World War II and geographical layout of the Bermuda Triangle, and I did not watch an episode of the TV show, Club 7.
Yes.
Now, they were a band that then had a TV show about being a band?
Yeah, a band, and the Beatles were just a band. I'm sorry. They were a British supergroup.
Okay, who's in it? Explain S Club 7
to me. Tina, Rachel. Hannah, the blonde one that I don't like, Brad and Paul.
Yeah, so it's a cross-gender group.
Three boys, four women.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude, feminism.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the television program, they get on a boat. They're going on a cruise. Yep. The cruise goes
Not a cruise. They borrow Howard's boat.
Howard is sad.
Who's
and so
Howard?
He's their boss.
He owns the hotel.
Are you kidding?
Oh, my fucking God.
Howard is sad.
Okay.
And so he's not being mean like usual. And so he goes, just take the fucking boat.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
It's an NC-17 TV show.
It is a cuss heavy show.
Cuss heavy.
Like The Sopranos?
The Sopranos.
Like The Sopranos.
The Sopranos, I imagine, is cuss heavy.
The S in S Club 7 stands for Sopranos.
It's The Sopranos Club. And then, of course, there's seven Sopranos. Tony, Gina, Daisy, Gordito.
I never watched it.
Me either.
It's my favorite ending to a series. I think about it all the time.
I've never seen it.
Actually, same.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happens? He just dies.
No, you don't.
I don't want to spoil it for you.
Spoiler alert.
It cuts to black for the last 10 minutes. No, I don't want to spoil it, but it cuts to black for the last 10 minutes because he gets shot in the back of the head.
Oh, okay. Thank you for not spoiling it.
But I don't want to spoil it.
No, don't spoil it.
10 minutes?
I don't think it's 10 minutes.
I think it's 60 minutes.
Like, 60 minutes. Like,
you're saying the last episode of Sopranos. It opens, it's domed, and then it's black for 60 minutes.
Yes!
That sounds all like right. an extremely good show, and I can see why you like it. All right, so they borrow Howard's boat. They sail into the Bermuda Triangle. Things get weird. They go, electric fog.
It's weird. What's this weird fog? And then they pass out. They wake up. They got big afros and crazy clothes on.
Uh-huh. They've got funny costumes now. Well, also, too, we should say Howard is sad because a woman that he liked years ago didn't like him back.
Yeah. He got donked.
Mm-hmm. He got donked.
Wait a minute. Howard's a fucking incel?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Is this anything Incelligentsia coffee?
Yes. Yes. Niche. It is only for about 14
it's
people.
Niche. Cool.
Yeah.
But four of them are at this table. Yeah. Okay. So you. Okay.
They
so
wake up in funky clothes.
They wake up in funky clothes.
And they're like, huh?
And they're kind of like, huh?
What?
And they're kind of like, what?
Us?
One of the characters there, aren't they sort of like,
wait, what?
Yeah.
All right. I think I understand.
What?
So they're all like, huh? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
And then the boat docks and they go, huh?
What?
What? What?
They freak out because they think they hit something, but the boat is just redocked.
Yes. Yeah.
We hit something. Oh, never mind. We're just back at the hotel.
Oh, so we're doing a line by line recap.
It's happening now.
It's happening now.
Cool. And they walk up and they're like,
huh?
Huh?
What?
What? What is going on?
And there's a party.
There's a party.
There's
going
a big
on.
Party.
They're, for the class?
For the class of 1975. Yeah.
Five.
1975, because Arrival by ABBA came out in 1976, right?
And of course, how does that song go? Can you sing it?
Oh, that's the album.
That's the album.
Oh.
They do Dancing Queen, spoilers. They perform Dancing Queen.
The real ABBA?
Well, no. S Club 7 does it. Okay. A year before it would have come out.
And then we assume that in the background, there's someone on the phone like, oh, you know that Swedish pop group that's looking for a new sound? Yeah. Well, listen to this.
And hey, holds Piotr Slagen, it's your brother, Dervin Slagen. Listen to this.
Listen to this.
And it's ABBA. Okay, so the Bermuda Triangle is a time vortex that takes you to the year 1974, yes. As evidenced 75. In the show.
75.
Yes. As evidenced in the show, S Club 7.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I have some questions.
Sure.
Start.
Oh,
go
also,
for it.
That's why things are coming out so funky.
Funky.
Everything's all funky.
That's why all the fish are funky.
Fish are funky.
Red was a big color, free love.
Red was a big color?
Yeah.
Red was big in the
70s. Red was one of the main seven colors in the
70s. What were the other seven colors?
Orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet.
Okay, cool. Wait. Fuck, you got me. That's
you think I don't know Roy G. Biv like the back of my fucking
hand? I don't know. I worry you don't know Roy G. Biv. I worry about you.
Thank you.
Okay. So things come out funky because it is the 1970s.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess first question, how come some planes and ships go through and come out okay?
We thought you'd ask that.
And it's great that you did.
As evidenced in S Club 7, you can
season 1, episode 11.
You can go back through the Bermuda Triangle and return to your original zone.
Yeah.
Okay.
All you have to do is ask.
You just got to ask. You get back on the boat or plane.
You go, just take me back home.
Take me back home.
And that's how the magic works?
There's no place like home.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no place like home.
Home. Okay. All right. So every plane or cruise ship that goes from Miami to San Juan, someone on the ship has to say, take me home.
No,
it doesn't always happen.
It doesn't always happen.
It doesn't always happen.
Oh, okay. So this is a sometimes treat.
Only if there's an electric fog.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So
it's... Bermuda Triangle's a big zone.
It's a huge zone.
We talked about how big this zone is.
It's a big freaking zone.
We reached across the island. We all agreed it's a big zone.
And we literally reached across and we all shook each other's hands and we all said, we agree.
We agree.
Yeah. Okay. So sometimes if there's the fog and the mood is exactly right, you will be transported to a hotel in the 70s?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it's always the same hotel.
Uh-huh. Always the same hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So a big party happening that
night.
For
the class of 1975.
Okay.
Yearning for a Gurnin, I think.
Yearning for a Gurnin, of course, the our old man. Friend. How come he didn't report seeing the hotel?
I'm sorry. An electric fog?
Yeah, the freaky fog.
You said the electric fog
thing.
You
think he was explaining it the best he could?
He knew no one would believe what happened, but he had to like say something. He was like, it was like an electric fog.
Yes.
Okay.
It was crazy.
And that's got to be pretty disorienting going back and forth.
I'd be confused.
Also, how boring is it when your friend goes, I was at the craziest party. That's and you go, what was crazy? And they go, oh, we were drinking and doing shots. And it's like, yeah, that's every party. Like, he probably just didn't want to tell all the details of the party because it's...
Yeah.
Parties are all pretty much the same.
It's a great time to be there, but it's boring to listen to about, too.
Okay, I have 100,000 more questions. My mind is fucking racing. But we have to take a break or I won't get a pat on the back from Green Chef. Oh, like you just heard, today's episode is sponsored by Green Chef. Ooh, baby. You know what they do? They deliver boxes full of delicious food and fun recipes right to your door. Are the recipes quick and easy? Duh, they are. And they have step-by-step instructions, chef tips, and photos to guide you along. Everything is hand-picked and delivered right to you. Plus, Hachi Machi, Green Chef is a USDA-certified organic company. Y'all organic. They have delicious meal plans for every kind of palate, including paleo, plant-powered, a.k.a. vegan and vegetarian, pescatarian, keto, gluten-free, and omnivore. Okay, you eat like a caveman, you eat like a little rabbit, you can have it all. And if you get bored of your meal plan, which you won't because the recipes are varied and exciting, you can switch up your meal plan whenever you're ready to try a new way to eat. With Green Chef's wide variety of high-quality, clean ingredients, you can feel great about what you're eating and how it got to your table and into your tum. I asked them for a vegetarian box, and do you think they said, no, 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 you can't have it? They said, yes, of course you can have it. And one of the dishes they sent me was orzo pasta with basil miso sauce. Oh, baby. Michael Dean is listening, and he could not help gasping when I said that. It was good. Talk about umami. If you're interested in trying out Green Chef, we've worked out a little deal with them just for you, little honeys. If you want to have a fun, chill summer where you don't constantly have to be shopping and cooking and shopping and cooking and shopping and cooking, try Green Chef for a total of $75 off, which is a lot of money. $25 off of each of your first three boxes. Go to greenchef.us/lizard75. One more time. $75 off, $25 off each three boxes. greenchef.us/lizard75. Also, do you remember a while back when HelloFresh was sponsoring this podcast? HelloFresh owns Green Chef, and truly, between them, there's a wild variety of meals, and I like both. Try one, try both, try the other, eat both, eat yum. Green Chef, eat yum. Okay, guys, next question. Oh my God, my head is spinning. Oh, I love the meal plan so much.
Baby, right round like a record in 1975.
Wow. Is it? Whoa. And that is a perfect segue.
That's proof?
Yeah. No, that's, I mean, I don't know about that. It's
well,
one more piece
of evidence.
Well, you got
us, guys. Caitlin, I think we can both say they proved it.
No, you're not ending the podcast. Okay. We have to fill up an hour. We promised our sponsors we would.
Oh,
just kidding. They don't give a shit. Is it always 1975? For instance, the USS Cyclops, when it disappeared, it was what, the 30s? Mm-hmm. Did it get transported to 1975 or did they go back in time? So is it always 30 years in the past? 1918.
So again, another example of you not doing your research.
I don't listen to you guys because I don't respect you.
Yeah, that's clear.
Fair.
So did they go forward 60 years?
Yeah.
Or did they? Okay. So it's always 1975.
It is a door to and from 1975.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, cool. So if I go through the Bermuda Triangle and I go back there, am I there at the same time as the crew of the USS Cyclops?
Yes.
So it's getting
crowded.
You get
to party with them.
You get to party with them.
Well, it's not getting crowded.
it's always been crowded.
Because they've always been there.
Exactly.
But
slow pull out, big, big black and white photo.
And nobody notices because that big party is happening. Everybody's like, yeah, everybody's here. Where do you think all of the partygoers come from?
The only time that it makes that you wouldn't question, like, these guys are dressed like 1918 sailors is a big, nasty party.
Right. In 1970. That's an interesting point, because everything I see from the sort of Studio 64 is there's a sexy sailor boy. There's a nude caveman. There's a hot mom from 1999.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And also, too, even people from the far future, they're wearing, you know, long, shiny pants.
Yeah.
And have sparkle hair, which is very disco.
It's all chrome.
Like,
it's
all sexy plain. I'm not saying I'm convinced yet. I'm just saying that as a time period does make sense for everyone from all time periods to be there. Next question. Why haven't, so you sort of said like, oh, it would be too embarrassing to talk about it. It would be, no one would believe you if you talked about it, if you came back and you talked about it. Mm-hmm. But why don't we have like any record except for the S Club 7 video of what is really happening?
So that's a really great question. It's one that we would love to answer now.
Well, here's the thing. You say only, but okay, you're saying we only have the S Club 7 episode. Imagine, okay, you were lonely as a youth, yes?
So lonely.
Okay, me as well, right?
How did you know?
Well, because me too.
Okay.
We all were. And we were lucky because we had the internet.
Oh, love it.
And I found this little pocket on the internet for people that also were really into vampires.
And right? pirates.
Right? Oh, separate.
Sorry, you're being very vulnerable.
I'm being very vulnerable because this really makes sense, right?
Yeah.
And that was enough. You know what I mean? I didn't then need to take my enthusiasm for vampires and put it out into the high school. You know what I mean? I didn't need to spread any of that because I had that. And that's what that episode of S Club 7 does. If you are searching,
it is the chat room.
It is the chat room of people that have gone through this. They go, am I insane? And they see this and they go, no. And then there's a little, it's like a wink. You know what I mean? It's like, you know what? I'm not alone. I can't talk about this, but we know.
Well, that's how come beautiful. There isn't a chat room?
What?
How come there isn't?
Might be. Have you looked?
Can I also say, too, there are, S Club 7 is not the only thing that purports these exact specifics.
What else?
There is an old letter from 1775. And there is also a TV series all about it that is coming out 2046 on HBO.
How do you know?
Because I went to the party.
Wait a minute. The party?
Yes, we all went to the party.
What are you saying?
We went to the party.
We've been to the party. We went to the Bermuda Triangle.
And we were like,
us?
What?
This
me?
Three triangle. No. The triangle.
Well, good news. Yes, you were there. But it's you and you're 46.
Yeah.
What is happening? Okay. All right.
That's the way a party outside of time. Well, it's not outside of time, but a party where everybody from all times is invited kind of works.
So you guys are all there at what, 24?
Yeah, we went. Well, Grant was only 23 still.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, because it was February. It was the period of time Grant and I were both 24. Alexis had just turned 25.
We've been friends for quite a while. Mm-hmm. What, 5 years? Four years?
Something like that.
Yeah.
You are just now asking me to believe that a few years ago, y'all went to the Bermuda Triangle.
To be fair, we've wanted to do this episode for a while.
And also, don't act like we're not doing you a solid by being on your podcast, dude.
And like, I appreciate it.
I want to be clear. You, at the age of 46, tell us not to tell you until now.
Why are you telling me then?
Because you say, well, okay, until you're on the podcast for the Bermuda Triangle, do not tell me about it.
It's super fun on the podcast, you say.
You're so sage. You're really, you have, some people have a second act. It's like your third act. You're killing it even more.
What am I like? What am I into?
We can't tell you too much.
No, please. I need to know so I can get there.
You get a nice garden.
You get a nice garden.
Oh, thank God. that was my main worry, is that I'd never have a nice garden.
I know.
And you're experiencing just, I don't want to say too much, but you're experiencing success. Okay. And the haircut looks great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does the singularity happen before I'm 46?
We can't tell you too much about the future, but let's just say.
Because also, we were partying.
Yeah, also, I blacked out for part of it.
I was pretty drunk.
They had 70s Coke.
Yeah.
Oh, the good kind.
The good stuff.
Yeah. Because I've done Coke in the mid 2000s and it's whack.
Yeah.
It's mostly just New headache Coke. Powder.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was cut with a little bit of meth, which made me feel good for a while and then not Yikes. That good.
And also, the Coke is so good, and that's why so many people don't go back.
Right.
It's too good. Too good. Why would you leave?
70s was like a nice little zone.
You got to fuck. You got to do coke. You got to drink. You got to party with everyone.
Wait a minute. Guys, so much of the appeal of the 70s was that the pill was out, but AIDS didn't exist yet. Uh-huh. But if people are coming from all periods of time, there's got to be crazy STDs.
How do you think they got started?
They come from the Bermuda Triangle?
Yeah. You know what else looks like a triangle? Crotches.
Some crotches.
You know what else is red and itchy like all those sea animals?
Uh-huh. You never itchy. Said they were itchy.
They are.
How do you know?
They all look itchy.
All those animals, look them up. They look itchy.
All right, I'll take a peek.
The Babadook worm is itchy.
Oh, you're not wrong.
For sure.
The Sigourney Weaver is itchy.
Yeah, the Sigourney Weaver is itchy.
Guys, you're asking me for a huge leap of faith.
No.
You're asking you for a huge leap of faith.
Yes.
From the future.
Asking you to accept truth.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a few more questions that I had already prepared?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I love talking to you, and I want you to know you can feel comfortable talking to the three of us about anything. So, of course.
Thank you. I really love you guys, and I really appreciate that. Hi, Grim. Do any government agencies know about this?
Yeah, but they don't come back.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, countless people have gone and investigated it, and they go, oh, they're gone too, because they stay. They don't like their jobs.
Countless people, why don't we have a record of countless CIA guys?
Oh, the CIA is going to go, oh, shoot, oh, donk, we lost another 5 guys.
Oh,
they're
going to
publish that?
Of course they'll publish, oh, donk. They've done hundreds of times. Oops. Oh, donk, we did the School of the Americas. We're sorry.
Also, they don't
donk, the Iran hostage crisis got out of control.
That's the Freedom of Information Act. Every time somebody from the WAPO or the New York Times goes to investigate this, guess what happens? They don't come back because they're having a great time.
Also, of course, they're gonna publicize information about like hostage situations and stuff that sucks. But if they come out and say like, yeah, you just got a big sweet door to a sick party time.
Yeah, you don't tell people about the speakeasy.
Yeah, you don't tweet, I'm at a great party, everybody come.
Of
you
course
text
I do.
One person that you like and say, hey, what you getting into tonight?
I guess that is more accurate to what I do. I text, I'm at a great party and you can't come, to all my many followers.
Yeah.
And I say, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Okay. So is it a window to only the hotel or all of 1975?
All of 1975 through the hotel.
Yeah. Okay. So there are people wandering around in 1975 who are time travelers.
That's what you're assuming.
Yeah.
You're assuming that they're leaving the party.
Oh, nobody leaves the party.
I don't know.
You can order pizzas. When I was there, there was a pizza delivery.
And again, it's like so hard for me to buy that three of my very close friends went to the Bermuda Triangle together. Like, where were you trying to go?
Have you told us about every party you've ever gone to or every vacation you ever went with your family? Like,
I guess not.
I think it's crazy, and I don't want to be rude, but it feels a little controlling that you're upset that we don't tell you every place we've ever been.
Fuck, you're right. I really hope to never become that person.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question about where you were?
Sure.
Okay. You don't have to answer it if you don't want to.
Thank you.
Your body, your choice.
Okay.
Where were you trying to get to?
It was a cruise.
Yeah.
But to where?
We were bruising for a cruising.
Of course.
Just
of course.
A little day, like pleasure cruise, just sort of doing laps.
A day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just Miami to wherever?
Yeah, well, like, we weren't. I don't think there was another destination. I think it was sort of just like a roundabout. Like, let's take a boat out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to do some snorkeling.
Yeah.
Okay, and instead you did some snorkeling.
Oh,
yeah. Thank you so much for picking it up where I could not. You raised me up so I can walk on mountains, you guys.
Than that.
You raised me up. What other drugs did you do? Super Coke.
Super Coke.
Oh, there's a it's something called Eonk.
Eonk?
Eonk.
Okay. Is
it's
from
a
the
Martian
future?
Drug? Yeah.
Mars? Martians come to this party?
Well, they're humans who have settled Mars in the future.
How do they
but they're
get
Martian.
There?
Well, they come back.
Well, they come back and they go to a San Juan? They try to get to Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
It's beautiful and the real estate's kind of cheap.
Yeah.
Oh, still? Mm-hmm. Even that far in the future? Mm-hmm. That fucking sucks. Puerto Rico deserves so much better.
Puerto Rico rules.
Puerto also, Rico fucking rules.
You know what is another creepy thing for the Bermuda Triangle?
What?
All the bio bays are there. You know what I mean? Like three of the five bio bays in the world are there.
What's a bio bay?
The bioluminescent bays where all the fish glow.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sick.
Three of the bio bays are there and one of my bio bay is there.
Oh,
my
yeah.
bio before anybody else.
Yeah, I didn't say that earlier, bay. But yeah, I just remembered.
Yeah, and I really look forward to meeting her one of these days.
Yeah.
Because you talk about her all the fucking time. You see my bio bay in Puerto
Rico.
Her,
it's actually a community of bioluminescent aquatic.
You're right.
Wildlife.
And I assume gender where I should not have.
That's okay.
All right. How long were you there?
At the party or
in your experience?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I know I can tell you this. I know I snorkeled for about 15 minutes.
You snorkeled?
I snorkeled for about 15 minutes.
Okay.
So a snorkel is you get a bagel, you cut it into a J basically, and you hollow it out. You stuff locks into one end, suck that out, and then you get in the water and you snorkel.
Okay.
It's a snorkel bagel.
It's dangerous too because we all know you're not supposed to swim within 30 minutes of eating.
Yeah,
but you swim
sure.
while
and
you
swim. Like, I assume the bread immediately dissolves as soon as it gets in the water.
No, that's what's interesting because bagels, this is true.
Bagels are boiled.
Yeah. They're made in the water, so there's kind of a seal around the outside.
Okay.
So as long as you keep that top little like ripped off part above the water and the other ripped off part in your mouth.
Okay.
This
you're
is
good
also
to go.
Can I ask you?
And this is a tip, sorry, for the listeners, quick.
Yeah.
That's I think part of why ducks won't eat bagels. You can take bagels to a duck pond, they won't eat the bagels because I think they don't get soaked in the way that they like.
Okay. Yeah that makes sense. What I wanted to ask was if pizza's on a bagel, can you eat pizza anytime?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you learned that at the Bermuda Triangle party.
I learned that in the 90s.
I love the 90s.
The 90s ruled.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I guess I have some arguments. Look at Maude's face right now. Oh, sorry. She saw me look. She heard me say
she
that.
Got
really embarrassed. She was just going,
meh.
Okay. According to the Coast Guard and an investigation by the U.S. Navy, there are no more disappearances in the Bermuda Triangle than there are in any other similarly sized chunk of the ocean.
Dude, do you know about the Coast Guard?
What?
Straight edge.
They're straight edge. This also too.
Hey, how is that relevant here?
They don't want people to party.
The Coast Guard is lying so people won't find this party.
This is something you can also look up, though, by the way. There is not an increased number of disappearances, but there is what they classify as an increased number of, like, late ships.
Late ships?
Yes,
okay.
But this is a thing you can look up. This is not a bit. I know it sounds like
a delayed.
Lloyd's of London is one of the biggest insurance agencies in the world. You can look up the numbers on this, and there's an increased number of late ships. And some of them are like years late and should be classified as disappearances.
Right.
But for whatever reason, in the statistics, they say, no,
it came back.
They're late.
That's interesting because something that I read was sort of the reverse of that, which is ships are being classed as disappearances that are gone for a while and then come back late. And the whole public just disregards the fact that they did, in fact, come back. because confirmation bias around the Bermuda Triangle is so wrong that as soon as a ship goes anywhere near that area.
And I'm sorry, you read this on, you said Breitbart?
I never said that, but it was Breitbart. You're not wrong.
How did you know?
How did you know?
I want to say, though, but admittedly, the ships are late. They are delayed, yes, but they do return. And that's because they did a little stop off over at...
They snooted a little toot?
Snooting tooting zone.
They got a little alien. So then why aren't the people who are coming back with crazy alien STDs?
Because there's no more STDs in the future. We solved that.
But didn't you just say there was a Martian? Oh, no, that was a Martian drug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh.
Drugs rule. STIs drool.
Yeah.
And you can get that. That's true. I have a shirt on the American Red Cross. You can buy that shirt.
Yeah. You have a partnership with the American Red Cross to sell that shirt. And that's cool. And I'm happy for you that you got that opportunity. All right. I'd like to talk about your beloved Flight 19, the Avengers bombers.
I never said I loved it.
You were wet for it. You were horny for them.
That was the plane we were horny for?
That's the plane we were horny for.
But not specifically Flight 19, just that type of plane.
No, that was the like squadron.
Well, and Alexis, you said not in love.
Oh, not in love. In love.
Yeah, in love.
I'm sorry. That's fair. The ones that you were all so wet for.
Yes.
Yes.
There was a Navy investigation into it. And what they found was that, and they radioed in some weird stuff. They said, this is so weird. The ocean is white and choppy. We can't figure out where we are. Well, guess what? That one Taylor, who was in charge, the leader of the squadron, had a reputation for flying by the seat of his pants, getting lost, getting confused. He radioed in that he was over the Florida Keys when, in fact, they found that he was over a cluster of uninhabited islands later on when they radioed in his position. Mm-hmm. He got extremely confused and he got extremely lost. They went down in the ocean and disappeared, quote unquote, disappeared, right? And then everybody was like, oh, well, this flight had to have been something mysterious because the Navy classified it as cause unknown. When in fact, what really happened is the Navy investigated. It was very clear that it was Taylor's mistake. He flew them round and round in circles until they ran out of gas and crashed into the ocean. And then his mother contacted the Navy and said, this is humiliating for my family and the memory of my dead son. Please stop saying this was all his fault. And so they changed it to cause unknown.
What about the rescue plane?
I don't know. Fucking fire?
What do you mean?
That one just caught on fire? Is
yes!
Your
Occam's razor.
They were toking Mad Kush from the 70s up in the plane?
You can toke other stuff.
Not only... I hate that you're painting... First of all, I feel bad for her mother for the mother of Taylor, because now you're clowning on her boy on a podcast.
That's fine. I feel fine about it.
Absolutely dunking on him.
What I would love to do on this podcast is make fun of dead people and hurt their families.
That's okay.
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 Yeah, you have to dab. Dab now.
Okay.
Did it. Let the record state. I don't like doing that.
But what I was going to say also is Taylor was not alone in that. There was a lot of people who were trying to guide him through it and talking to him over the radio. Uh-huh. So it's not like he solely made the mistake.
Agreed. A lot of human error happens on a plane over the ocean. A lot of human error. Planes go down for different reasons, and it's not always black or white, something weird or not something weird.
That's true. We agree with that.
Grant's got hot info.
Flight 19 was 5 different planes.
Yeah. For sure. And they were all following their squadron leader.
Okay.
And also the rescue.
And then they looked down and they were like, it's all white and choppy. Like, I don't know, sweet 70s Coke. White and choppy.
Sounds like white
they
lines.
They were loaded.
White lines.
Blow away. Whoa.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that doesn't prove anything.
Admittedly, human error, because Taylor was loaded. After he left that party.
Do you think White Lines is about the Bermuda Triangle?
Uh-huh. 100%. I think the clues are everywhere.
Okay. Such as which lines?
Was that?
Which lines of the song?
The ones you just said.
White lines. Are you kidding me? The White Lines. How is that not clear?
All right, fair enough. You got me there. Larry Cush's 1976 book, Bermuda
Larry
Triangle.
Larry what?
Larry
What?
And I really what? Tried to, and I really tried to stumble right through that.
Oh, wait a minute.
Excuse me, what's this guy's last name?
Larry K-U-S-C-H-E.
Oh. Okay. Which you pronounce...
Kush. Larry Dank Kush. And yes, his middle name was Dank. That doesn't prove anything.
Okay.
Larry Kush's 1976 book, Bermuda Triangle Mystery - Solved, surveyed all reported disappearances compared to other chunks of tropical ocean, found that they were not disproportionate, just overreported. Okay? So I'd like to understand why you guys are so convinced that only this little chunk of ocean could possibly be something
weird?
Odd.
That people get so fixated?
Isn't it so weird? It's almost
area?
Like there's something weird
it's
about
like there's something weird about this
or
area.
Or like something funky about this zone even. I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, it's like a big freaky zone.
Isn't it weird that people get fixated on Ed Edwards and say that he murdered every single serial killer victim from the last 100 years? Isn't it weird that people get fixated on the Hotel Cecil and say that there were more suicides there than in any other hotel and actually was pretty proportionate during the Great Depression? Isn't it weird that people continue to report alien UFOs at Area 51 when in fact they are generally just looking at stars, and those have been investigated and thrown out by the Pentagon, who were delegated to look into this? All conspiracy theories are confirmation bias.
Remind me of that author's name?
Me, bitch!
No.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to call you bitch. The author's name is me. I'm saying
no,
that.
No, the author's name
No, the author the... before? What was that guy's name? I'm blanking on it.
Larry Kush.
I think he forgot his middle name.
What was his middle name?
Dank.
Larry?
It was
Dank Kush.
Okay, it was Larry Dank Kush.
I'm just... It's sometimes you can't ignore signs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's foolish to pretend the universe isn't pointing you at something big.
Pointing at a big, which we can all agree, the Bermuda Triangle.
It is big.
It's big.
No, it's
huge.
It's a big zone. Here's, all right, last argument. If you met 46-year-old me, what did she say so that I would believe this story? Because if I know me, I'm going to drop a little clue, a little hint, a little scavenger hunt from young skeptical me. Okay? So if you really met me, what was the clue? What'd she say to you?
Don't tell them.
That was it?
She said you would know.
She said you would know what that means. And I saw a weight in her eyes that I've never seen in yours until this moment.
I know what that's about. I know what that's about. And people are going to have to tune in August to find out what my dark secret is.
Ooh.
Okay. All right. I mean, are there any further arguments that you didn't get to make? Any other details about the party you think will sway me?
Look at my notes here.
There is
100
one.
Shifts, 1,000 lives.
I do have one little... I guess
this is
anecdote.
And this is actually really good.
Yeah. In 1945, a naval pilot, routine exercise.
Routine.
Everything is going swimmingly. He's flying around. He's doing like loops or whatever. It's fine. Going great. Suddenly, once again, a very advanced plane that they are testing. Okay. His compass goes haywire. Almost like it's tracking the magnetic north from the 70s and not the magnetic north from today. And then he reports he can't find land. He's looking around, doesn't see it, which is weird because he was not far off the coast. And then his plane runs out of fuel long before it should have. Almost like he took a little detour to the 1970s, flew around lost, and then admittedly crashed and died. And that part's sad.
Mm-hmm.
And that part's
but
sad.
His plane ran out of gas in the 70s.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then came he back crashed through, into...
crashed and died. I just thought that was interesting because he radioed in as he was crashing. I think I was flying in the 70s. Mm-hmm. Hit the water.
Hey, he said that.
Yeah.
Yes. You can look me in the eye and say that he said that.
He said yes. that.
And you can show me the place where you read that.
Grant said that.
Grant said that. Yeah. He said that right now?
Yeah.
All right, that's true. I did hear it.
That's
in my
true. And I've got one more argument also.
What's up?
Bermuda Triangle, more like Bermuda Succeed Angle, because we've blown this out of the water.
Well, that's all for lizard people. I'm your host, Michael Dean.
Whoa!
Got him. All right, y'all. I mean, you've given me a big zone to think about. A lot of ocean, a lot of space, a lot of time. As you know, because you've all been on this podcast before, except Grant.
Well, I have recorded this podcast.
That's
before.
True. You've That's been, true. You've been on the mic for it, even, I think.
I think.
As you know, I need a little bit of time to think this through, to feel my feelings. So I need you guys to take up a little bit of time on the mic. Talk about whatever you want. Go.
Should we play Zip Zap Zop?
Oh, this is perfect. That's perfect. That's a really good idea.
It was three lessons to try. No. Should we do? Do you want to play Mary Fuck Kill? But what was it before?
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We were doing hunger, having to poop,
horny,
being horny, yeah. and being tired. So yeah. there's four of them, but it is Mary Fuck
yeah.
Kill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still say kill hungry. Marry horny, fuck having to poop.
Interesting that you don't fuck horny.
No.
No.
No, because if I marry horny, I get to fuck horny for the rest of my life. If I marry horny, I get to make love to horny.
Ooh.
Oh. I'm going to kill having to poop.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm going to fuck hungry and also marry horny.
Yeah.
Because I want to make love to horny for exactly. the rest of my life. And being tired can just stay being tired.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, okay, 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 okay.
I hate being hungry. I love to eat. I hate the pains.
I'm gonna kill being tired. I'm gonna fuck having to poop. I don't wanna do it. Fuck no. it.
Yeah.
And fuck then I'll marry horny.
Yeah, that's we're all gonna marry means. Horny. Yeah. That's what fuck means in this yeah. scenario. Just also, fuck it. Like, yeah, fuck that. It. Get rid of it.
Get rid of
kill
it.
And fuck are both get rid of it. In this instance.
Yeah. Oh, listen to our podcast, Hollow Public Radio.
Oh, right,
it's a lot of fun.
We put a lot of work into it, and we really enjoy making it, and we think you'll enjoy listening to it.
Grant puts incredible detail and art and design into the design and music of it, and it's beautiful.
It's so good. I love it, and I'm proud of it.
If you love Caitlin Hempstead, she's all over it.
I'm all That's over true. It.
She's
I'm
in every episode.
It. I'm doing voices. They all sound pretty much like me.
She check out episode 8, Sewn Together.
Mm.
It's very good.
It's got mm-hmm. a jingle.
It's Caitlin's baby.
That's my little baby.
She kissed the episode.
It was weird.
I picked it up in my arms and I said, I love you. Mommy, love you. And it was scary. All right. Of course, on Lizard People, I break things up into two scales. Want to believe. Of course, that means how much more interesting.
Scales because of lizards? That's so funny.
That's so stupid. Oh. God damn it. Yep, scales because of lizards.
Okay.
Let's believe, all right? So, you know, how much more fun it makes the world. Do believe just how much the facts have convinced me. Want to believe. Out of 10, white lines. I'm going to give this one. Oh, Michael wants to hold hands, and they're all doing it. They're holding hands with each other. I'm going to give this one a 4.
You kind of want to.
I a little bit want to believe because it's magical and it's interesting. But I cool. mostly don't want to believe because I want to believe that I have free will and I won't end up there and I can make choices that won't lead me to the danger zone. And I want to believe that humanity understands the secrets of the universe and we are masters of this globe.
Okay.
Also, I'm scared of Coke. I don't like doing it, and I don't want
to
do it.
You don't
again.
Have to. To be clear, nobody is pressured.
Pressures you?
I only tried a little bit, and it was not for me.
Yeah, yeah, same. Okay. Which is why I don't think I'd do it in the future. Do believe. Out of 10 Sigourney Weaver's worms, I'm going to give this one a 10.
Oh.
I have to, because when you said the words, don't. Tell them, mm-hmm. I said, this is real. And the S Club 7 stuff and the disproportionate number of late and missing planes. None of that matters to me. None of that matters to me. What matters to me is that you know me and you saw me. And I trust you and I trust me. And I love you guys.
We love you
too. We love you too.
Grant?
Oh, sorry, I love you. Crumb got crazy in my lap. I love you so much.
Crumb, I love you too. You little yappy bitch. I love you, baby. I love you. Guys, thank you so much for being on Lizard People.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us and for having an open mind.
Yeah.
And an open heart.
I think it's really big of you, bigger than any Funky Zone, to be able to realize the truth.
Yeah, because the Bermuda Triangle.
That's off.
It's big.
It's so big.
I think we can all agree that's big.
It's fucking huge. And I like to think that the real Bermuda Triangle is the friends we found along the way.
I really blushed.
For some reason. Well, Grant Martz, Michael Dean, Alexis Blair Preston. Yeah. Sorry, I have a hard time not saying your middle name.
I like it.
Okay, good. It's been an absolute delight to have you on the show. I'll miss everybody who listens to the show when we take a hiatus. I'll miss you very much. You can still tweet at me about other stuff. I'm not just about conspiracies. I love noodles and ducklings.
Oh.
Ducklings.
And to be clear, that's not baby ducks. That's small docks.
Yeah.
Small docks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I like to sit on the little dock of the bay.
I was at the lake the other day, and I saw a big dock and four of its little docklings
along the side. Well, that's where I'll be over the summer at the lake, and I think Alexis will be with me, and you guys can come, too.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And see y'all in August. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Lizard People. I've been your host, Caitlin Hempstead. If you want to support the show, you can rate and review at Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fire.